Welcome to the Inner Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm Paul Ryan, and today I want to talk to you about why so many people fail. Now, what do I mean by fail? By fail, I simply mean they fail to create the life they want to live. And the reality is, if you go out into the world and if you engage with people, you will realize that a very small amount of people are living a life that the life they have chosen to live. And most people are living the lives of victims. They're living lives that they don't really want to live. There's so many things in their lives that they don't want, and they wouldn't really want to live this way, but it's how they live, which is why so many people complain about life and they give out, because they're not in the first place living the life they want to live. So that's what I define as a failure. But there's some simple reasons why so many people fail, and I'm going to go through them. And the first thing is they misunderstand failure. Successful people understand failure. Unsuccessful people misunderstand failure. Every successful person you know has failed. Every successful person has failed multiple times. But they do not define failure as the end of the road. In fact, they see failure as a learning opportunity, as a pit stop along the way. On your road to success, there will be many, and not all of those will be pleasant. Some of them will be downright hard and you will not like them. It is impossible to get from here to success without going through those road stops, without paying those tolls along the way. Think of it that way. And a successful person understands that. Does not mean we welcome failure or we enjoy it. Not at all. I want to avoid failure as much as the next person. But when I'm on a path to achieving something and I come across a failure along the way, I see it as a lesson, an opportunity for learning. And as quickly as possible, I discover, well, what's the lesson? How do I move forward? How do I get back on the road? But I'm aware there may be other roadblocks along the way. There may be other tolls to pay, and there may be other failures, but they're just on the road to success. Failures define failure as something personal. They go, I'm a failure. Maybe I'm not good enough. Maybe I'm not smart enough. Maybe I'm not lovable enough. They have a big story about why failure is them and failure is permanent. Now, if you see failure as permanent, what happens is you check into the roadblock. You see it as a motel and you decide to live there and stay there for the rest of your life. And you get stuck in a shitty place. And of course, then you spend the rest of your life as a failure. Don't check into that motel along the road. Just see it as a pit stop. You're going to be there for a while, but as soon as you get into a failure situation, your focus shifts immediately from pity to productivity to creativity. What am I going to do to get out of here and to move along? And successful people have that down to a T. They understand, I just have to get through this. I just have to figure out what the solution is. And then I get back onto the road and I keep moving. And if you just make that subtle distinction, you will really have taken step one to moving your life from failing to being a success. Think of this like the hero's journey. In every hero movie, they all start the same. We have a downtrodden hero. He probably doesn't have a whole lot. He probably doesn't even realize he's a hero. But there's a big challenge and he may be forced to take on that challenge. He will want to take on that challenge because he doesn't feel he's up to that challenge. He doesn't feel he has what it takes. He doesn't feel he can do it. He can overcome the challenge. But life forces him onto the road of taking that challenge. And then he heads along the road to achieve his goal, to defeat the challenge he has to overcome. But of course, our movie goes into lots of different challenges. We know there will be multiple obstacles along the road and he will have to overcome and defeat all of those if he's to win the ultimate prize and achieve the ultimate goal. And some of those will be extremely hard. And usually when it gets just to the very end of the movie, our hero will face his biggest challenge, his final opponent, his enemy. It's often a one-to-one battle scene. And in that scene, it will look like the hero can't win. It will look like there is no way he's going to be defeated. He's probably going to be killed. He's going to lose the prize he was chasing. And just in the last moment, in that last moment of failure, he manages to rise up to overcome and defeat his enemy. And our hero becomes the hero. You see, that's not just in movies. That story arc is taken from life because that's the story of achievement. That's the story of success. So you need to enter on your hero's journey, realizing that you will start off reluctant, realizing that you will be afraid, realizing that there will be risks, and realizing that you will have multiple challenges to overcome. But don't define those challenges as failures. define those challenges as temporary setback and keep going and keep going. And just like our hero, you will find success and you will find victory. The second reason why most people fail, and it's probably the biggest reason of all, is that people haven't defined success. I mean, very few people actually sit down and go, hold a moment, what is the life I actually want to live? Most people don't clearly define the life they want to live. They don't sit down and think, well, a really good life for me has these components. So they don't really think that if I want a really good life, I need to go about creating a good life. And this is the outcome. This is what I want to create. This is how you set yourself up for success. You have to start by defining what success is for you. What's the life you want to create? And once you've defined success, then you have to be willing to work hard towards it. Now, a lot of people fantasize about success. So fantasizing about success and fantasizing about the life you want to live is very different from defining and creating the life you want to live. Now, how do I define a fantasy from a reality? Very, very simply. A fantasy is something you imagine about, you dream about. Oh, I'd love to have the big house, the big car, the fancy holidays. I'd love to have lots of money. So that's a fantasy. Almost everyone has that fantasy. The difference between fantasy and reality is the bridge. And the bridge is, are you willing to work? Are you willing to commit? Are you willing to do the long, hard hours? Are you willing to take the years of struggle that it may take you to achieve this? And if you look at a goal and you go, absolutely, I embrace that struggle. I embrace that challenge because this is what my life is about. This is what I want to create. And I will overcome all those challenges along the way. Then you're looking at a real goal. But if you have a fantasy and you know you're not actually willing to do the hard work, then be honest, that's a fantasy. So you really got to move away from fantasy and really look at what is the life I really want to create. And here's the plan. Here's the hard work I'm willing to do. It's important to accept that you probably can't have everything in life. And so if you fantasize about having everything, you're probably never going to have it. But you can have what you really want. You can have the components of a really good life for you. But that's not everything. That's specific. This is specifically what I want. This is the specific formula for a good life for me. And when you define that, you can go after it and you radically increase the odds of creating that life for yourself. Number three is a really important one. Stop fucking your life. Get the fuck out of your way. Excuse my language, but this is a really important point. So many people will set goals and then they'll get in their own way. Then they will mess their own life. Then they will do stupid shit all day long that destroys the chances of being successful. So if you want to be successful, you need to get out of your own way. And how do you get out of your own way? Well, you get out of your own way by being honest with yourself, by having an honest conversation, by sitting down and going, if I want to achieve this, then I've got to stop doing all of these things. So let me put this plainly for you. A lot of people decide they want to lose weight. And so when they decide they want to lose weight, they go, I'm going to join the gym. Well, of course, go ahead and join the gym. Joining a gym is great. But the reality of it is they would be better asking, if I want to lose weight, what am I doing to mess that plan up? And they go, well, what I'm doing to mess that plan up is I'm eating shit and I'm eating too much of it. So going to the gym is not going to change that. Going to the gym is not going to impact your weight loss unless you also impact on what you consume. So then you can acknowledge and be honest with yourself and go, I'm never going to lose the weight unless I step up and stop messing up. And how I'm messing up is eating all this crap. So I've got to get rid of that. So it's very powerful because you're not going to make progress until you stop messing up. A lot of people have plans to be wealthy. They'd like financial independence, but they overspend. They're spending all their income. They're not willing to sacrifice some of what they're spending their money on. They're not willing to go, look, I have to start with a budget and I want to bring a budget back to 80% of what my income is. And I'm going to restrict it to make sure that I'm only spending on the important things and that's 80% of my income. And then I'm going to save and invest the rest. But you see, that extra spending is them getting in their own way. They're creating a mess for themselves. They will never achieve financial freedom. They will never achieve any sort of financial stability until they get out of their own way and stop messing it up for themselves. So my question is, are you willing to sit down and have a very frank and honest conversation with yourself and be honest about any goal you want to achieve and go, How am I getting in my own way? How am I messing it up? Because if you can look yourself in the eye, be honest about how you're messing yourself up, and be willing to do the hard work and remove those things. So why do people fail? Well, firstly, they fail because they misunderstand failure and they define failure as the end point. Secondly, they don't decide what they really want. They don't set clear, actionable goals for what they actually want. And third, they're not willing to get out of their own way. These are three simple steps, but they're really important and they're really impactful. If you take action, not just because you've listened to this podcast, but if you note these down and take action and implement them in your own life, that's where you will begin to see a big change. So thank you for listening today. I'm Paul Ryan. This is the Inner Entrepreneur Podcast. Please like, subscribe, share with all your friends. Until next time, thank you.